Hi. Welcome to the 10th part of Core Java Interview Questions. This podcast includes all the Core Java interview questions and answers that can help you ace your next Java interview and land a rewarding position. Question 181. What are assertions in Java, and what is their use? Answer. The principal use of assertions is to check logically impossible situations, like checking the state a code expects before running and its state after it finishes running. Unlike other errors or exceptional handling, assertions are usually disabled during runtime. Question 182. Why threads are needed in Java? Answer. Threads are needed in Java to start a Java program. It is a lightweight process that works independently to improve the utilization of the CPU. Threads accelerate the speed of Java applications by doing multiple things simultaneously. It helps us to achieve parallelism in a Java program. Question 183. What is the difference between the runnable interface and thread class in Java? Answer. Following are the key differences between runnable interface and thread class in Java. Number 1. Thread is a class. It is used to create a thread. While runnable is a functional interface which is used to create a thread. Number 2. Thread has multiple methods including start and run. Whereas, runnable has only abstract method run. Number 3. Thread requires more memory. In contrast, runnable interface requires less memory. Question 184. What is time slicing? Answer. Time slicing refers to a scheduling process that divides the available CPU time amongst various runnable threads. The allocation of CPU time depends on the priority of a thread. In the time slicing process, a task executes for a particular time and re-enters the pool of ready tasks. The thread scheduler decides which task should be executed next, based on priority and other factors. Question 185. Can you make an array volatile? Answer. Yes, it is possible to make an array volatile in Java. However, we can only make the reference pointing to an array and not the whole array. If a thread changes the reference variable and points to another array, that will guarantee the array volatility. In case multiple threads make changes in the array elements, they cannot change before a volatile modifier renders the guarantee. Question 186. When does a class get garbage collected in Java? Answer. A class becomes garbage collected when nothing references it. There are several ways of making a class reachable and prevent it from being eligible for garbage collection. Number 1. When the objects of the class are still reachable. Number 2. The class object represents that class is still reachable. Number 3. The class loader that has loaded the class is still reachable. Number 4. And when other classes loaded by the class loader are still reachable. Question 187. Mention the differences between the factory pattern and abstract factory pattern. Answer. The following are the differences between the factory pattern and abstract factory pattern. Number 1. A factory pattern is a single method, while an abstract factory is an object. Number 2. The level of abstraction for an abstract factory pattern is one step higher than the factory pattern. Number 3. The factory method pattern returns the common parent class, but the abstract factory pattern returns one of several factories. Question 188. How is the observable class used? Answer. An observable class is used to create subclasses that other parts of a program can observe. When the object of such a subclass undergoes any change, then the observing classes get notified. Thereon. The update method is called whenever an object is notified of any change. Question 189. Explain the purpose of the comparator interface in Java. Answer. The comparator interface in Java controls the order of a certain collection of objects and data structures. It is present in java.util.comparator. The comparator interface is capable of comparing two objects and two classes. We can perform sorting by implicitly using data structures and explicitly implementing sort methods. Question 190. What is the impact of a private constructor? Answer. A private constructor helps to prevent external instantiation of subclasses and classes. Objects can be created, but the creation can be done internally. Question 191. What are the advantages of JavaSockets? Answer. The following are the advantages of JavaSockets. Number 1. JavaSockets are flexible for general communication and easy to implement. Number 2. JavaSockets causes low network traffic, unlike CGI scripts HTML forms that can generate the whole web page for each new request. Question 192. Can an application with multiple classes have the main method? Answer. Yes, an application with multiple classes can have the main method. Java virtual method will look for the main method in that class whose name we mentioned. Question 193. Difference between hash map and hash table? Answer. The key differences between hash map and hash table are as follows. Number 1. Hash map is non-synchronized, but hash table is synchronized and slower in performance. Number 2. Hash map uses an iterator to traverse, while the hash table uses an enumerator to traverse. Number 3. The iterator in hash map is fail fast, but an enumerator in hash table isn't fail fast. Number 4. HashMap permits only one null key and null values, while HashTable doesn't allow any key or value as null. Question 194. What is a priority queue in Java? Answer. A priority queue refers to an abstract data type that has a priority associated with each element. In the priority queue, elements with higher priority get served before the elements with lower priority. The order of elements is either natural or as per the comparator. Question 195. If a class has no modifiers, wherever could the class be accessed? Answer. A class with no access modifiers is visible through its package access. It means that the class can only be accessed by other interfaces and classes defined inside the same package. Question 196. Explain the restrictions placed on the values of each case of a switch statement. Answer. The restrictions are placed during compilation in a switch statement, where in each case's values must evaluate to the value that can be promoted to an int value. Question 197. Can an anonymous class declare as implementing an interface and extending a superclass? Answer. An anonymous class may extend a superclass or implement an interface but cannot be declared to do both at a time. Question 198. What is an alternative to inheritance? Answer. Delegation can be an alternative to inheritance. It means that you include an instance of another class as an instance variable and forward messages to the instance. Delegation is more secure and safer than an inheritance. Thus, it forces you to reconsider each message you forward, as the instance belongs to a known category instead of a new class. Since it doesn't force you to accept all superclass methods, you will only provide the methods that actually make sense. Question 199. What is the use of void class in Java? Answer. The void class means an uninstantiable placeholder class that references the class object, representing the primitive Java type void. Question 200. What is locale in Java? Answer. A locale class object in Java represents a cultural, political, or geographical region. It is a mechanism for identifying the objects, not a container for an object. A locale comprises the fields like script, languages, variant, country, and extensions. Thank you for listening to our podcast.